He caught sight of Jill through a crack in the surge of people and saw that her arms were crossed over her chest. Either she was trying to keep the mob of people behind her table from looking down her low-cut blouse, or she was calling him in to a hot deck. He ambled over, missing at least two hands before finally reaching the table. He slid in between Jill and an overweight man in a Hawaiian shirt and baggy shorts. The rest of the table was full, most of the players dressed in equally colorful and equally tasteless clothes. Jill passed him the count. "I sure hope my sister remembers to feed my cat." A solid plus nine. He started at a minimum bet of $700 and quickly followed the cards up to $2,000 a hand. In 10 minutes, he won $17,000, erasing his loss for the evening and lightening his mood. Maybe New York, New York wasn't so bad after all. After he was done for the evening, he'd be able to get himself one heck of a deli sandwich. Out of the corner of his eye, he suddenly realized that Jill had her hand deep in her red hair. Shit. He turned around, trying to see the danger, when a barrel-chested man in a dark suit stepped out from behind the dealer and leaned over Kevin's shoulder. "Mr. Chow, a word, please." Kevin could tell from his tone that there wasn't going to be any offer of comp prizes. He breathed deep, reminding himself to stay calm. He'd been through this before. He scooped up his chips and shoved them in his pockets. "Actually, I was on my way out. That goddamn roller coaster is driving me nuts." He stood, but the man was blocking his way to the closest exit. The guy's name tag said Alfred, shift manager. His eye sockets were surrounded by saggy dark bags. Bloodhound eyes. Definitely old Vegas. Definitely experienced. "Mr. Chow, we don't want you coming back. You are no longer permitted to play blackjack at our casino." To top it all off, he actually had a Brooklyn accent. Kevin could feel all the other players at the table looking at him, a few of them wide-eyed. Only Jill seemed to be concentrating on her cards. "That's fine," Kevin said, his stomach tight. "If you don't want my action, I'll leave." "There's a few questions we'd like to ask you before you go, if you'd kindly come with me downstairs." Kevin stepped around him and started for the door. He was trying hard not to panic. It was his first brush with the real possibility of being backroomed. He didn't see any security personnel nearby, but he wasn't going to wait around for them to show up. As he pushed through the press of people, Alfred stayed one step behind him. "Sir! Sir! Sir!" Kevin kept moving. People all around were staring at him. Alfred hadn't touched him, hadn't made a move to physically detain him, but he wasn't going away. He followed all the way to the exit, stopping only when Kevin stepped through the glass doors to the sidewalk. Kevin kept going for 10 more yards before glancing back. The man was staring at him through the glass with those bloodhound eyes. Next to him was another man, tall, gangly, with weathered cheeks, narrow, ice-blue eyes, and silver hair. Kevin stared at the two of them for a full beat, his breath coming in short bursts. Then he turned and jogged down the strip.